Hey, welcome. I'm Chris Lopez, host of the Valley Pod, where we talk to all the interesting people of the San Luis Valley. Joining us today in our studio on the south side of Alamosa is Amanda Langdon from Nielsen Library staff at Adams State University. She's the Access Services and Distance Learning Librarian. Amanda, it's good to see you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, we invited you in because we want to talk about National Novel Writing Month coming up in November. And I'm sure you have some things going on at Adams State Nielsen Library. Tell us about National Novel Writing Month.
So National Novel Writing Month, or frequently abbreviated to NaNo or NaNoWriMo.
NaNo?
Yes. NaNoWriMo is an attempt, generally speaking, to write 50,000 words in 30 days, about 1,667 words a day. And the benefit isn't only to, like, winning or validating and finalizing the 50,000 words. A lot of it is getting into a habit of writing every day. Or since it's November with finals, midterms on campus, Thanksgiving break for everybody, at least getting into the habit of writing fairly regularly. You can start something new, have something to edit and improve later rather than a perfect blank page. Or if you've already started something and set it aside, you can pick it up and finish it. Take the opportunity to get through the last bit. So it really is very customizable. Anything you can write, poetry, it doesn't have to be a novel. You could do memoir, biography, anything you felt like. But it's just an encouragement to write as many words as you can in that month.
The month of November, National Novel Writing Month, 1,667 words a day.
Mm-hmm.
Owen, you think that's a doable thing? What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about it when we had Beth on, and I think 1,600 words is pretty easy now. I mean,
really?
It's not, you know.
Owen is,
that's impossible.
Yeah, it's not impossible, 1,660 words. But here's the thing, Amanda, I really like this National Novel Writing Month because I like writing. I just think that is something that's valuable and worthwhile. Learning how to write, just writing.
Yeah.
Anything.
Exactly.
In a journal, whatever, right? Writing is a great thing for everyone, so I support writing.
Excellent. And yeah, just getting something out. You can work on it, edit it, improve it, but at least you're not starting with a blank page.
And I like that what you said about it helps you create a habit.
Yes.
And I don't know about you, Owen, but I'm just going to speak for me as a writer. I honestly would have a hard time writing every day 1,667 words. That would be me. I probably wouldn't. I mean, I think that's a really good goal and good things to do, but I'm just kind of talking now as being a veteran writer because I have a hard time writing every day.
I do.
Because my creativity or my mind or my brain, there's only so many words, you know, that I can conjure up on a given time.
I feel like it'd be a bulk, it'd be like a few bulk days, 10,000 here, 5,000.
Right.
For sure.
5,000 on the weekend.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I think I might try it that way. But I appreciate the goal, 1,667 words a day, and I do think that is doable. What do you think the average length of a college term paper is? 2,000, 1,500, 3,000?
You know, I don't know. I guess it depends on the level of the college paper. Probably 2,000 to 3,000 words.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And I think, Owen, our average article on Alamosa Citizen, alamosacitizen.com that you write, I write, is probably only 800, maybe 1,000 words.
Yep.
If that, yeah.
I mean, I think to write something extensive, you know, which we've done, we'll go into maybe 5,000 words, something like that. Yeah. But that's a extensive piece. That's why I get nervous when I hear novel writing because I don't know that I could, but I would love to write a novel someday. I don't know that I have a novel in me personally, but I do appreciate and have a lot of value for people that write novels. I don't know about me, but I'm a little intimidated by the idea of writing a novel. But tell us, Amanda, because I think this is a really good thing, November. Every story matters. That's one of the phrases to get people to do that, and I appreciate that every story matters. Give us a little bit of your story, and then we're going to talk about other things you're going to do to facilitate the November writing a novel month.
Sure. Well, back in high school, I started jotting down some ideas, and it turned into first book and probably maybe a series. Definitely a series. There's no way 550,000 words is going to be one novel. Uh-huh. So I've got to figure out as I go through and edit that where I'm going to make the break-off points. But
that's very cool.
This year, I attended a faculty lecture series presentation by Jessica Brown on campus, and she's a fellow medievalist, and her presentation was awesome on historical bookmaking, and it got me thinking that this year I'm going to do a somehow exploration of the creation of a medieval manuscript.
Nice.
From the creation of the vellum, from the animal skins, all the way through the creating pigments from things like lapis lazuli and gold embossed illuminations, just to see how the process all fits together.
Very interesting and impressive. So what are you going to do in the month of November, either around your own project or facilitating, helping others with their writing?
Well, a couple of years ago, I actually wanted to do a NaNoWriMo event around Alamosa. Oh. And unfortunately, I didn't get started till mid to late October, and it just didn't take off. So this year, early September, I started reaching out to the Alamosa Public Library, Visit Alamosa, and the City of Alamosa Board. First Fridays has gotten involved, two different librarians from the public library, two different people from the Narrow Gauge Book Co-op. So I'll give a quick shout out to Jean Alger, the Narrow Gauge Book Co-op local writing instructor, Holly Van Hoy at the Alamosa Public Library, the Youth Services Librarian, Maria Kramer at the Alamosa Public Library, the Outreach Coordinator, Beth Sumner at Visit Alamosa, she's a partnership builder, Nick Sanders at ASU, he's supporting a pre-writing event and marketing both on and off campus, Lindsay Wendt at Adams State is a writer, author, and workshop coordinator, Tammy at Hobbytown is excited to host a write-in, and ASU Sci-Fi Fantasy Club is excited to host a couple of Friday night write-ins as well. So I'm really building the community into this to create a bunch of events throughout the month of November to bring as many writers as are interested in the broader community into this.
Wow, I'm really, really impressed and really happy to hear about it. So Friday, November, the first Friday in November is November 3rd. And are you saying then that on Friday, November 3rd, as part of those first Friday celebrations at Visit Alamosa that Beth does, that you're going to have some way to participate in National Writing Month at that type of event?
Yes, and actually we have a whole lot of events going on. There'll be a pre-writing and informational workshop hosted by Nielsen Library. It will be open to the public. Any events at the library may be on campus, but they are open to the wider community. The date is to be determined, hopefully mid-October. November 1st is going to be a kickoff party hosted by Narrow Gauge Co-op. There will be nightly write-ins at Nielsen. Again, the exact hours are to be determined. And then beginning November 3rd, like you said, at about 10 a.m., First Fridays is getting involved. Narrow Gauge is going to be their headquarters, and it's a starting point for an around-town writing sprint. And the idea with a sprint is you sit down and crank out as many words as you can in a very short amount of time, usually about 15 minutes. And some people can keep going from there. Other people have to stop and get back to daily life. But
so, because I want to track this, yeah. Make sure I'm, because I might want to participate in some of this.
For sure.
November 3rd again, first Friday, and what you just described there. So that writing sprint, are people then writing together the same novel, or are they creating their own entries into a community novel?
Not necessarily either one. Okay. They may be doing their own thing for their own piece, and
gotcha.
It's the encouragement is that from Narrow Gauge, you'll get a map. And go around to various venues that want to participate in this. I know Sanctuary was interested, Narrow Gauge themselves, Hobbytown, and you can go to these local retail venues and do your writing sprint and get a check mark or something on the map to say that you've accomplished that, and then Narrow Gauge is going to have a prize at the end of, I'm not sure if it's going to be the end of the month or the end of the writing sprint session.
Very
for
cool.
People who've completed that.
Okay, I love that. So after you start all this, and we start all this as a community in November 1st, November 3rd, all the different events that are going to be out there, Visit Alamosa is going to be participating, the bookstore, Alamosa Library, Nielsen Library, you've got a lot of people participating.
Yes. Okay. Great support for this
so
already.
Right. What will we see by the end of the month, November? What's the goal there for this community project, for this community exercise, for the things you're helping coordinate through the Nielsen Library at Adams State? What's the end goal there?
The end goal is just to bring the community together, any writers in the community, regardless of age. I know Holly is the youth services librarian. She's working with an aspect of NaNoWriMo that is the Young Writers Program. And so she's hosting a couple events with them. And so just bringing writers together to say, yeah, we're a bunch of nerds and we're proud of it. And we have a nerd community that we can bond with. And to meet people with similar interests and talk about your stories and maybe find out there's going to be author talks, I believe, hosted by the public library and Narrow Gauge. And so finding out from authors how they got published, how the process worked for them, and I guess sort of converting the writer into the author.
Nice.
The publishing and professionalism behind that.
Really, really appreciate everything that you're describing here. Is there a date or dates that you're keying on here at the end of November to bring a culmination, put a ribbon around all this? What are those dates?
Sure. The Narrow Gauge Book Co-op is also going to be hosting a mid-month write-in on the 15th, and then November 30th, a final push to get the last few numbers out, get your word count up at the end. And then either December 1st or 2nd, they're planning on hosting what's called the TGIO party. Thank goodness it's over. And it's such an intense event that you really do celebrate when it's over, but you also celebrate what you've done over the course of the month.
Very nice. I really like this. This is really cool. Is this the first time you've been coordinating or putting something like this together? Because I don't recall this happening in previous years.
Like I said, in 2018, I did try to get something off the ground just using the campus resources, and it just didn't go very far. I think the old Toll House restaurant
right.
had a write-in, and I think IHOP volunteered to, but nobody came in. So it wasn't as well marketed. I did not have the amazing team that I have this year. And so the earlier outreach to build with the community, I think, was hopefully is going to be the thing that makes this really take off.
Yeah, it sounds really cool. I'm really excited here. And we'll put together an article. We'll write a story with all the different dates on alamosacitizen.com so people can follow along and get involved beyond listening to our podcast today. We're going to keep talking to Amanda. We'll be right back. This is the Valley Pod. We're going to take a quick break. The Alamosa Veterans Memorial Park Race will be held on Saturday, November 4th at the Alamosa Family Recreation Center. To sign up for the race, go to runsignup.com and search for Alamosa Veterans Memorial Park Race. Registration is $20 for the 5K and $35 for the 10K. The Alamosa Veterans Memorial Park Race benefits the Alamosa Veterans Memorial Park Project. The race, again, is Saturday, November 4th. Sign up at runsignup.com and search Alamosa Veterans Memorial Park Race. Hey, we're back. We're talking to Amanda Langdon. She's with Nielsen Library at Adams State, and she's coordinating a National Novel Writing Month exercise for the community of Alamosa and the San Luis Valley, really. And you have quite a few events set up starting on November 1. You have First Friday celebration November 3rd. You're going to carry that through the month of November, and then you have a series of culminating events to celebrate, including, what was that last one? Thank God it's over?
Yep, TGIO party. Thank goodness it's over. Thank God it's over.
Thank goodness it's over.
Yep.
That sounds really cool. So I want to go back to some of this because you mentioned some things that I think are really important. One of them is having a habit of writing every day. And I think that's a lot of writers, I think, are prognosticators, that they... And I think you're always thinking, though, and trying to figure out what you're going to say, and then you finally said, I better sit down and start to write. And that's the way it goes for me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Amanda?
Yeah.
Big prognosticator here on the writing front, or do you button the seat and get it done?
I vary. I run the gamut on that one. There are times when I sit there and if I can't find the perfect word, I'll open up a browser to open the dictionary and, oh, look, there's Facebook, and down the rabbit hole I go. So, but if I can't find that perfect word, I really struggle for that. And then eventually I hit that and just go with it. It sets off the muse, and I've just got all these ideas. And my fellow writer best friend back in Iowa made the comment at one point that we both had colorful brain vomit, and it was just all these ideas just spewing forth. And so, that's what it can be like. That's definitely what it feels like. And the fun part is National Novel Writing Month, I think, gets you past the hurdle of struggling to find that that perfect word. And no, I've got a word count. I've got to get this done before the end of the day. So you sit there and think about it for a second, and then you just put in, you know, in brackets, the word I'm thinking about. I need this word. And then you keep going. You push yourself past the writer's block.
Yeah.
And then you have something to edit. You can go back and open the thesaurus and figure out what word it was that you're looking for. And then you can start polishing and working with it, but at least you have something to work with. I think one of the main themes I'd heard was don't let perfection get in the way of progress or good enough. And the push with National Novel Writing Month is just to get something done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and no, I really appreciate everything you said there and can agree with a lot of that. One of the things, and again, the reason I love this so much is because I love writing. And I also think it's one of the most critical skills that a person can learn and should learn.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest with you, I'm pretty critical of a lot of writing that you see.
Oh, yeah.
Not published writing, but mm-hmm. drafts, student essays, just how do people fill out even a basic application form.
Absolutely.
Or put a resume together. And that's mm-hmm. all writing.
Mm-hmm.
Even going and filling out a job application and writing in your name and writing in and spelling correctly. Correct spelling is part of writing. Just yeah. doing all those basic things. And I think that's why I love writing. And I like this project you're doing because it lets us talk about the importance of writing and why that's valuable.
And the more practice you get, the more you can learn the rules. And then, I don't know which famous author it was, but somebody made the comment, you have to know the rules of grammar and writing in order to know when to throw them out.
But I want to ask you something, because there's something now called ChatGPT.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to bring that up,
mm-hmm.
because theoretically,
mm-hmm.
and probably you're going to see some of this, you could have people yep. with their app, in the ChatGPT app, and having that artificial intelligence tool helping you along. Is that bad or good?
You know, with National Novel Writing Month, there's a lot of freedom to build it however you want. You don't have to write a novel. Like I said, you could do a biography or a memoir, or you could do 50,000 words of poetry if that was your gig. So I guess if you were to put the 50,000 words in and validate and say that you won, if you use ChatGPT to say, you know, write me a Stephen King-esque horror story that's set in the San Luis Valley in the 1800s.
And it would,
yeah. And so I guess I don't know how the copyright works with that, because it is in the mode of Stephen King. Would he get any credit with that? Or would you, as the person who put that into ChatGPT, get the credit for it? I don't know about that one.
And I bring it up because, again, you work at the university. You work yeah. for Nielsen Library. Librarians in particular, in my view,
mm-hmm.
are like the guards of words and books, and we rely on librarians to give us this world.
Yeah.
And now you have another tool to contend with or work with, depending on how you see artificial intelligence writing, right? But that's what I wonder about, because you're at the university setting.
Uh-huh.
You're in that environment, and I wonder how academia, how librarians like you see that world.
Well, I can't address how anyone else looks at it. My take is, growing up, I'm old enough to have heard, you're not going to have a calculator in your back pocket. You need to learn how to do math longhand.
Mm-hmm.
And so we learned that, and what do you know? Now we have calculators in our back pockets everywhere we go, and mm-hmm. you know, calculators that are more powerful than the ones that put NASA on the moon. So, but no one says that using a calculator now is cheating. It's just a shorter, quicker way to do math. If you know longhand, you can confirm, make sure you're getting the right answer from the technology. But, you know, it's not necessarily seen as cheating the way it was back in the day when I was in school. And I've heard the same thing with word processors, is that when students started using word processors instead of writing by hand, there were faculty and administrators who thought that was cheating. Nowadays, that's de rigueur. It's the norm. So I'm wondering in another 5 to 10 years what that's going to look like with, you know, ChatGPT, is using that as a resource, as a tool, but using it correctly, judiciously, knowing where the limitations are. That seems to be the important part.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate the way you articulated all of that. Very interesting. I want to turn back to writing.
Yeah.
But I want to turn to the writing instrument and ask you how you write. Do you write with a pen and paper, longhand, as some do, and I will do that myself sometimes? Do you write on an old typewriter, which I do have a manual typewriter sitting in my basement, and I will pull that out from time to time because I used to like to bang on typewriters. I'm that old. Will you write on a keyboard? Will you write on a laptop keyboard or a desktop keyboard? How do you write, Amanda?
My fingers go closer with typing to the speed of my brain than longhand. I'm a very slow writer. I have pretty neat handwriting, but it's because I slow down. And so my hand can't keep up with my brain if I try to do it longhand. I just struggle with that. Weirdly, because I'm writing all this historical stuff, my main novel set in the Middle Ages and medieval times. So here I am touting all this old school technology, parchment making and rare books and all that,
right,
using a laptop or a desktop keyboard.
Yeah.
But I've got to have a full keyboard. Yeah,
no, I'm with you on all that. I just like to sometimes go back in earlier decades when we were writing or were learning things a little bit differently than we're doing right now in 2023 and all the things, other things that we're dealing with technology-wise. But
sure,
writing is always important, so I want to go back to that. Is there a specific genre? You've talked about medieval. You've talked about that period of time. You've talked about the novel you're working on. Is that the genre of writing that you appreciate, or where are you when it comes to different types of novels?
Typically, I do historical fiction or historical fantasy, sword and sorcery kind of things. So that's my undergraduate degrees in medieval studies and comparative religions. So that's another topic I really enjoy reading about.
Very nice. Really want to learn more about Amanda, because we're learning as she's going along about writing her story as we're talking here. And I want to ask you one more thing, and we're going to start to wrap this up because we got to go on. Where did you arrive from when you came, I think, Iowa? Where is your background when you came to Adams State at Nielsen Library? And give us a sense of that period of time you've been here. It's been a few years now.
Yeah.
And how you've settled into Alamos in the San Luis Valley.
So actually, I'm a Colorado native. I was born and raised in the Springs. And in high school, we moved to Salida area. And so I attended Salida High School.
Gotcha.
And then went away to Iowa for college and grad school, Cornell College for my undergrad, and then the University of Iowa for my master's in library science.
Very nice.
And I realized I missed my mountains too much. I had to come back home. I couldn't stay out in the flats.
So you really are back home, basically.
Yes. Yeah. And I have been since about 2013. I spent 5 years at the Anschutz Medical Campus Library. The academics there really suited my needs. I liked the academic campus community. And so when I had the opportunity to break through the glass ceiling of paraprofessional into professional, since I did have the degree, I came here to take that. But my mom's lived in the Villa Grove area for 20-some years. So I've been familiar with the Valley, and it's really unique dynamics for quite a long time.
And it does create writers, and it creates that environment that we're in that does inspire you to want to write and want to tell stories, right?
For sure. I mean, there's the mountains and the scenery and the desert and the history and the people. And then there's the really cold winters where you don't want to go anywhere and you just want to sit by the fire with your pen and paper or your computer and a mug of some warm beverage and a warm treat.
Yeah, I hear that. Hey, I want to give you one more time. Walk us through the month of November so that we can capture all that, the different dates that you have. We're going to write a novel in the month of November. The community, Amanda, is facilitating all of this. She has events set up. Walk us through those dates again.
Yeah. Starting midnight on November 1st, right after Halloween, get cranking on that word count, especially if it's a weekend. That always works well. all the way through 11:59 p.m. on the 30th. If you are planning to validate on NaNoWriMo.org's website, you can create an account. Definitely do so before 11:59, just in case you're short or there are any tech glitches. But the NaNoWriMo.org offers, you can sign up for accounts, create your own profile. You can participate as much or as little as you want. You can join forums and get pep talks from published writers, or you can just kind of hang on the fringes and validate at the end, and that's it. The participation's entirely up to you. Local events, we're going to do a pre-writing workshop with a lot of informational things shortly, the mid to late October. That'll be hosted by Nielsen Library, and that'll give you some information about how to create an account, ideas for writing, ways to keep on track, and pep talks and things like that. November 1st, the kickoff party will be hosted by Narrow Gauge. There'll be nightly write-ins for those who need a little bit later than the traditional retail venues may offer at Nielsen Library, and those will be open to the public. Beginning November 3rd, First Fridays, that's when the writing sprint will kick off, scavenger hunt type writing exercise around town, get your map from Narrow Gauge to win prizes. November 15th will be a mid-month write-in, again hosted by Narrow Gauge. And then November 30th, a final push to get through your word count at the end of the month during business hours for them. And then a TGIO party either on the 1st or the 2nd. Thank goodness it's over.
Very cool. That sounds like a really cool month that you've lined up. One more question. We're going to let you go because you work with students.
Yes.
What's your analysis of student writing that you see today at Adams State?
I've seen it run the gamut. I've seen students that I recommend work with the Writing Center to build some skills and develop more proficiencies. And I've seen students that are ready to get their novel going and would be just about ready to publish. So it really varies.
Very nice. Really glad that you're encouraging writing. Really glad you're coordinating National Novel Writing Month coming up. You've been listening to the Valley Pod in our episode with Amanda Lagden. She's from the Nielsen Library at Adams State University. The Valley Pod is produced by Owen Woods and is part of the AlamosaCitizen.com podcast lineup. Let's get writing. National Writing Month in November, Owen. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
See you around the Valley.
Hi. I'm Marty Jones, host of the Outdoor Citizen podcast. Join us every other Wednesday as we talk to outdoor enthusiasts, wildlife experts, recreationists, lovers of the outdoors, and people who spend their days and their lives outside. On the Outdoor Citizen, we talk all things outside and outdoors, provide you with the latest data and measurements for water and weather, give you upcoming outdoor events, and keep you up to date on the latest news. The Outdoor Citizen is brought to you by the AlamosaCitizen.com podcast lineup. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, enjoy the out of doors.